Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting second. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Johnny Edwards. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tommy Helms. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Roberts. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lute Barnes. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Beauchamp. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards short. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez throws to second for one, and Barnes throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Wynn moves to second. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Astros. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Barnes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. There goes Garrett. The throw from Edwards to second, and Garrett is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Agee moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Milner for the out. Agee moves to third. Dyer moves to second. One out. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Agee scores. Dyer moves to third. It's Astros, 1, Mets, 1. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-1 in the game. Cedeno strikes out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett moves to second. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Astros. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-1 in the game. Milner is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beauchamp hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Astros, 2, Mets, 2. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Helms settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberts moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0 for 2 in the game. Cedeno hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barnes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garrett strikes out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 2 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a line drive into right field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a line drive towards third. Garrett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barnes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Beauchamp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Helms hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rader moves to second. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Roberts bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to third for the out. Helms moves to second. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. Helms moves to third. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 0-for-3 in the game. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Barnes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Miller now playing left field. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lute Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards second. Helms scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barnes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-3 in the game. Mays bunts towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. Garrett moves to second. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dyer is walked intentionally. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner takes first base on ball 4. Garrett moves to third. Dyer moves to second. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Beauchamp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Dyer scores. Milner moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Jim York now pitching. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a pop-up towards short. Metzger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Rader hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Helms hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Jim York. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 4, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.